Dear listeners, welcome back to ITS Podcast. This is episode 84, December 2025. I'm Mariam Kavashkar from Ahmedabad University, India. In this episode, we introduce a new member to our podcast, Prashant Vajpayee from the University of Texas, Dallas. He has sent us a very interesting material talking about cybersecurity in ITS. But before that, let us listen to Michael. He has looked into some papers and has put some recent findings for you to know about them.
Dear listeners, welcome to the news mini section. This is Michael, and in this episode, we bring to you some of the recent research in the field of intelligent transportation systems from the ITSS podcast. Our first highlight comes from the researchers at the University of Alabama, Minhaj Ahmad, and other researchers. Their work titled Open Cams, an open source connected and automated mobility co-simulation platform for advancing next generation intelligent transportation systems research. The authors present Open Cams, an open source framework that synchronizes three major simulators: Sumo for traffic modeling, Kala for 3D vehicle dynamics, and Omnet++ for communication modeling, including cellular vehicle to everything. This integrated setup allows researchers to analyze how connected and autonomous vehicles interact, share data, and respond to cyber threats in real time. A key contribution of Open Cams is its cybersecurity testing capability. It can simulate realistic attacks such as signal manipulation, allowing safe evaluation of defense algorithms before deployment in real-time traffic environment. In related research, Suman Debnath from the University of Texas at Austin, alongside other colleagues from India, their work titled A Knowledge-Driven Deep Intrusion Detection Framework for Vanets with Realistic Mobility Simulation. The work focuses on detecting cyber attacks in vehicular ad hoc networks, or VANET, systems where vehicles communicate directly with one another and with roadside units. Using realistic mobility and communication models, the researchers simulated spoofing and data injection attacks. Their framework combines Omnibed-inspired optimization algorithm to select key network features with a knowledge-embedded dense network for attack classification. The system achieved 98.7% accuracy and an AUC of 0.997, outperforming conventional deep learning models. Thank you for listening to the news mini section. We will continue to bring you emerging research from the world of intelligent transportation systems.
Thank you, Michael. Now let's listen to what is happening in ITS and cybersecurity realm. Prashant will talk to us.
Hello everyone, my name is Prashant Vajpayee. I am a lead researcher in University of North Texas and conducting my research on cybersecurity in transportation. Today I want to talk about something that affects all of us, whether we are commuting to work, flying across the country, or shipping goods across oceans. Transportation is the backbone of our economy and daily life. But as it becomes smarter and more connected, it also becomes more vulnerable. Cybersecurity in transportation is no longer optional. It is essential. Let's talk about cyber attacks and their impact. Let's start what's happening on the ground, in the air, and sea. I will provide a few examples which will help to understand the importance of cybersecurity in transportation. In rail systems, Iran's railway network was hit by an attack in July 2021. Hackers disrupted train schedules and posted fake delay messages on public boards. The attack paralyzed operations nationwide, stranding thousands of passengers and causing economic losses estimated in the tens of millions. Second example, in maritime shipping, the Port of Los Angeles reported over 20 million cyber intrusions attempts per month in 2022. These targeted cargo handling systems and custom platforms, threatening supply chain continuity. A successful breach could disrupt $300 billion in annual trade volume. Let's talk a few examples on road. On the road, Attackers have used Google Map spoofing to redirect traffic, cause congestion, and even enable targeted vehicle hijacking. In one 2020 incident, spoofed traffic data caused gridlock in Berlin, demonstrating how easily mobility systems can be manipulated. Another example, the Jeep Cherokee hack in July 2015, where attackers remotely disabled brakes and steering via infotainment system, led to recall of 1.4 million vehicles, highlighting the urgent need for automotive security standards. In aviation, British Airways suffered a massive data breach in September 2018, exposing personal and payment information of 429,000 passengers. The airline was fined €183 million under GDPR and faced reputational damage that impacted bookings for months. These attacks aren't just technical glitches. They cause real-world delays, financial losses, and safety risk. They show us how deeply digital our transportation systems have become and how urgently they need protection. Let's talk about latest trends in cyber threats. Cyber threats are evolving fast. Hackers now target third-party vendors to infiltrate entire transportation network. AI-powered malware can learn system behavior and avoid detection. Ransomware attacks are more coordinated, combining data theft with extortion. Deepfake audio and video are being used to impersonate pilots, port officials, and dispatchers. Transportation systems are no longer just physical. They are deeply digital. And that changes how we need to protect them. Let's talk about innovations, the latest innovations that are changing the game. Thankfully, we are not standing still. New technologies are helping us fight back. The first is digital twins. Digital twins create virtual models of vehicles, ships, and systems. We can simulate cyber attacks and test how systems respond before anything happens in the real world. Second important factor is zero trust architecture, which means no device or user is trusted by default. Every access request is verified, which helps prevent lateral movement in networks. Also, AI helps detect threats in real time by analyzing patterns and spotting anomalies, whether it's a hacked sensor or a suspicious login. Blockchain is another technology. It secures records like cargo manifests and maintenance logs, making them tamper-proof and traceable. These innovations are not just buzzwords, they are practical tools for building resilience. I would also want to touch upon cyber resilience and risk analysis. Cyber resilience means is more than just defense. It's about being able to recover and adapt. To do this effectively, I would like to take a few examples. We need to quantify risk, and I want to talk about financial value at risk model. What it does, this estimates the potential financial losses based on market volatility. So I can say I have a 95% confidence that my total financial portfolio losses will not be greater than 5 million at any certain time. We need that kind of effective and efficient risk management system, which can measure the risk proactively. And that's where there's a term coming, cyber value at risk. This goes deeper, modeling the probability and impact of cyber event across systems. It accounts for control decay, threat evolution, and human delay. Cyber value at risk helps prioritize which assets needs protection first. And that's what we are trying to build in transportation ecosystem, because that is a critical infrastructure and require effective cybersecurity enablement. We also need systems that can bounce back quickly after an attack. Scenario simulations like a port going offline or a train losing GPS to understand how to respond. AI to make fast decisions when humans are overwhelmed or delayed. We also need to understand decay modeling to track how controls weaken over time. For example, a sensor might become less reliable after months of use. Modeling this helps us stay ahead. So risk analysis should be continuous, adaptive, and built into transportation planning, not something we do after a breach. So here I want to talk about next steps for building a safer future, right? So what should we do next? So I think the first is design cybersecurity into transportation systems from the start, not as an afterthought. So we need to follow the principle of security by design. The second point, share threat intelligence across domains. So if something happening in rail, it can happen in road, it can happen in air and sea as well. So we need to make sure when we build these intelligence systems, it should be reusable and scalable across the domain. right? And third important point, train everyone involved, from engineers to operators, to recognize and respond to threats. Human in the loop is an important factor for AI solutions. Human oversight is needed even though AI agents are automating human tasks. We all know that. We also need to use smart tools like AI and digital twins to predict and prevent problems. It will help to execute proactive risk management, develop effective simulation, and generate cyber excellence. Now, the last point I want to say, we need to find a way to measure resilience using frameworks like Cyber Value at Risk, we talked about earlier, and agentic AI. These frameworks can help to quantify risk and guide decisions for faster recovery. With that, I think it's a need of the hour to enable effective cybersecurity model and create better cybersecurity strategy for transportation domain to save our critical infrastructure. Transportation connects people, economies, and culture. But without a strong cybersecurity, it can become a point of failure. So it's our own responsibility to build systems that are not just smart, but secure, resilient, and ready for whatever comes next. Thank you.
Thank you, Prashant. Dear listeners, ITS Podcast is looking for volunteers to cover some stories or participate on their own terms. If you're interested to join us and being a voice of ITS or preparing some material, send us an email with a short resume. Please, dear listeners, we would like to hear back from you. If you have any idea to add or any specific field of research to cover, write to us. Let us know. Thank you for being with us. This podcast is sponsored by IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems Society. And this was Dr. Mayank Avishkar from IEEE ITS Society.